When you think of it, did you have anything else come up?
In the memory itself, that specific memory, no.
Did you shift into something else?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different images that are going through my mind as, you know, as we go through that. I never saw that I was angry at him for leaving, but I see that was there. And I
Which would give you a lot of guilt.
Yeah. And I saw an image of my mother, too, that I mean, we just blame my dad for the whole thing. But I saw an image of my mother being just brokenhearted. And she never got over it, that I can see. And that was almost 40 years ago.
How's your body feel right now?
It seems to have that spot back there seems to be like stiff now.
And actually, you know, I'm not sure. Is your gallbladder here? Right side? Yeah, your gallbladder's not very happy.
I can feel something right here, too. Yeah, right about here somewhere.
Okay, so
it's actually like a little crampy feel.
Okay, you ready? Even though I have this weird crampy feeling through the right side of my upper ribs, back in front, maybe the gallbladder. Who knows? How could a 40-year-old memory give me this quirky feeling, this tightness,
this
stuckness,
this
crampiness,
this body?
It's been through so much.
So much heartache.
So much confusion.
So much powerlessness.
So much rage.
So much emotion.
Whatever I'm still holding
in the right side of my body.
Around my upper ribs.
I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
This crampy feeling.
These tight muscle feelings.
This is really in my body.
I'd like to be open to peace.
I don't think that's possible.
I just opened a can of worms.
I'm thinking.
Oh my, there's more to think about.
I'm not believing.
I might like to believe.
My body
could let some of this go now.
Even though
that doesn't seem possible.
That doesn't seem right.
I want to love and accept myself. Anyway.
Any resistance
I'm holding in my body.
What right do I have
to feel better
when my mother can't?
This 16-year-old part of me
that
wanted to save everyone.
I want to love and accept
myself. This is really happening to me.
All this emotion.
I've been holding it so long.
I can't even imagine
that some goofy tapping
could really let it go.
I want to be open to the possibility
that every prayer I've ever prayed,
every person I've ever helped,
every book I've ever read,
every course I've ever taken,
has been leading me
forward
to release this pain,
this judgment,
this anger,
this resentment,
this despair.
Everything's been leading me
to allow healing, not just for me, but through me, by me, so many people, no such despair, such loss, such fear, such stuckness. I'd like to believe.
I've been working
my entire life to allow healing, within me, through me, by me,
around me.
That would be really nice. Even though I never thought peace could ever be possible. Not really possible. I'd like to be open to the possibility that everything is changing. And maybe I did come here to seek healing for all of us who have known such overwhelming pain and despair. All this emotion, anywhere it's trapped in my body, I'm asking,
I'm intending
that I experience peace
and healing
and be part of the catalyst that makes it so much easier
for all of us
to let go
of all those emotions
that no longer serve us.
I want to be part of the catalyst
that makes it easier
to move forward
into peace
and ease
and growth
and love.
I want
to be fully in alignment
with who I really am.
I am so much more than this pain.
I am so much more than this despair.
I am so much more than this devastating loss.
I am so much more than that 16-year-old boy who felt all that responsibility.
Who felt all that powerlessness?
I want to be at peace
within myself.
And I deeply
and completely
desire
to love and support myself
with kindness
and compassion.
Okay, big breath. What do you feel now?
Well, I feel a lot of love and compassion, and I feel a lot of. I notice I'm stiff up here a little bit.
Yeah, it's like moved up, didn't it?
Right. I think I was already there a little bit, but. I just want to say that I feel like an understanding somehow of what I've been through and what gosh, it's like I don't have words almost, which is rare for me.
That's called a paradigm shift. And that is the beauty of EFT. And the acknowledging that this was a terrible thing that happened. And being in that space.
I feel loved by everybody in this room.
Isn't it awesome?
It's cool. Thank you. I never thought that would happen. And I feel a lot of compassion for that 16-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really see that I took on so much stuff that I really just had no way that I could have dealt with it. There's just no way to deal with it. And
do you feel the heat moving inside of you?
Yes, I do.
You might be feeling that for a few days. Lots and lots of water.
Okay.
And that's continuing to work in that. And then, because this is a really big thing, and have you played out different aspects of despair through situations and people?
Yeah. You mean like in life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So usually something happens to us and the emotion is too big to deal with, whether it's abandonment, betrayal, loss, shock, and somehow we just recreate circumstances to bring that emotion back up over and over and over until we find a way to heal that. So I'd love to tell you it's all done in one quick tap, but I'd say you want to really seek within this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it just gives you more to tap on.